Mad Marv's Notebook for August 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So, recording this pretty late in the day, but I haven't gone to sleep yet. It's been a pretty slow Sunday for me, not doing all that much, which means I'll have a bunch of stuff I gotta catch up on tomorrow morning at the office. I can already see my inbox starting to pile up, but I'm trying to push that off to the side. Anyway, so I was in an author chat with the author of one of my favorite book series. This is Ryan Rimmel, and his book series is Noobtown. And I forgot how the argument started with the other guys, but they were getting into the definition of lit RPG and what a lit RPG book has that ordinary fantasy doesn't, or what makes it lit RPG, you know, the real, because you know how sci-fi nerds are. They're little trivial pieces of details that make it not quite the same as something else. You know, like how wyverns and dragons are different because they have different legs, number of legs, rather. Anyway, we're talking about an RPG, and it's new for me because I never thought of it in this terms, but isekai, where it's a Japanese term, and I know this is easier to explain in old American movies. Isekai, where the protagonist gets transported into another world, usually magical, but not always. So think of Alice in Wonderland, think of Wizard of Oz. Those two stories have the protagonist put into another world. But in lit RPG, normally the protagonist gets killed and then their spirit gets transported into the body of something in another alternate universe. Anyway, isekai, that's another, okay, time for another tangent. I have another friend of mine that he's pretty into anime, kind of heavily, or more so than I am. I'm pretty lightweight in that term. And he was going on and on about how he's never heard that term of isekai before, and he was absolutely convinced that it was not an anime thing. But I know for sure it was, because I keep seeing the term thrown about through lit RPG, and I know lit RPG did not invent that word. And eventually I found, it's a series that just started up in this past June, I think, and I saw trailers on it beginning of the year or late last year for Suicide Squad. Yeah, the same DC Comics, the one with the Harley Quinn and the two movies, one remake like 2 years after the first movie. That Suicide Squad. There's a anime series, basically, it really is Suicide Squad in anime. But it's called Suicide Squad Isekai, and I think it's only streaming on HBO Max. And I can't quite bring myself to subscribe to HBO just for one series, but I may do so after I see the first season wrap up so I can binge it all at once. But, I mean, I saw the trailers, and for a trailer about Suicide Squad, they hit all the right notes, so I'm guessing it'll be decent at least, if not pretty good. I can't tell if this is an American production because it's HBO, but then again, the trailer I saw was in subtitles in Japanese, so maybe. I don't know, I'm too lazy to go look up more about it, but it's something that's going to be on my to-watch list. I just don't know if it'll be a to-watch this year or some other time. But anyway, getting back to the original point of, oh man, all the nitty-gritty details of lit RPG and whether it needs to have isekai to be considered real lit RPG, otherwise they just call it progression fantasy or some such nonsense. But anyway, that's the thing that's been, you know, bouncing around in my head today. I just, in my opinion, doesn't really matter whether, you know, it has that otherworldly element or not. I just want to see, so as one guy put it, the numbers go up. That's what defines lit RPG to me, is that you watch character stats and the numbers go up. Anyway, enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.